This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who is a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
You government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com, ncs51.com. Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and if you haven't seen it already, you know, our website, just smashing it through there. We got tons of people listening to our radio show. We want to just thank everybody for the great listenership that you're all providing for us. It's it's kind of really a miracle, I guess you would say, that we're seeing all the stuff that's happening right now with the the coronavirus and all the related things that go along with that. But the big thing, which I think is pretty interesting, is that you've got a situation that the president has decided basically to declare war on the cartels. That, I think, is something that is really, really an interesting thing to do. And I really hope that he actually goes to the next level. not just say, you know, we're going to crush these cartels, but what we're also going to do is declare them a terrorist organization, which gives him a lot of latitude to clean up anybody who's even remotely related to the cartels. That would include members of the government of California. Shocking. Well, and, you know, people in governmental positions throughout California might clean up the place, if you know what I mean. I'm just a person, that's all I can do is just suggest and hope that something like that actually does happen. So anyway, like I said, welcome aboard to Agenda 21 Radio. Our call in line is 215-867-8255, and we'll be getting that up and running for you here shortly. So you might want to call in if you have any kind of comments that you want to make about what's going on with the coronavirus, or, of course, the president basically going out and declaring war on the cartels and to try and stop, of course, the massive flow of drugs and human trafficking that's going on. And that sort of thing. So you can give us a call if you want to call us. Call in on that one. And it's 215-867-8255. Where else do you begin on this whole day? After yesterday, we got all this stuff happening with the coronavirus and the president responding. And the hydroxychloroquine, get it right here. You got to get that hydroxy in there. Hydroxychloroquine. As being basically the way to cure everybody of this condition. And so far, of all, there's been anecdotal studies. I get it. You know, we haven't had any big-time federalized control studies. By the way, when you go through that process, it's 3, 4, or 5 weeks out before anything like with the antibody test and the immune systems testing and stuff like that to be utilized. So in essence, it's not anywhere remotely capable of solving the problems that we have at hand right now with the coronavirus. So people might not understand that, but that's just the way it breaks down. That's just exactly the way it is. And once you understand that you cannot control this thing by waiting for weeks upon weeks to find the cure by way of antibodies in particular, all is lost. And I really believe that what we have to do is the president has been pushing this, and good for him to do this. He has been pressing people to actually get this out there. And there are people that are stepping up, like Israel and other places, that have the millions of doses that are required right now to take on the number of people that have this condition, this coronavirus in our country today. The anecdotal evidence, as I was saying, though, it points to complete recovery oftentimes. And again, I think that it's very, very important that people understand that. So this is why I think the president has started to really kind of, wait a minute, question the data. Gee, I don't know why he'd want to question the data, as I drop the hint. Question the data for all this stuff, right? Because he needs to question the data. I mean, it's just, and he's doing it, and he has been doing it. And of course, people have just been going nuts because he's been doing the right thing. Absolutely. Once again, he's doing the right thing. Now we get the rollout of Adam Schiff, who's coming out and wants to basically impeach the president because he wasn't so focused. He didn't know what he was doing. He should have warned us early on. And, you know, we played that clip, or actually the clip that was, we didn't play it. No, we didn't play it. I felt it a little irrelevant. But there's a clip out there of Dr. Fauci, somewhat disarmed, disassembled, I guess you'd say, but in late January, saying there's nothing really to be worried about, not really giving us the heads up on that. What's up with that? I mean, you would think that somebody as esteemed as the good doctor, who's in charge of a big governmental organization, that he'd be the guy who's really up on all this stuff. But, of course, he's not, because he's connected to the World Health Organization and all the different globalist organizations and the AIDS associations, the foundations associated with that, which we're going to get to here in a little bit. The corruption that's worldwide with the United Nations agenda, he's connected that, and so is Birx, Dr. Birx. a little bit of a problem, wouldn't you say? I would say so. And this is the thing that is so confounding to most people, is that when you take a look at this cast of characters, right? When you take a look at the cast of characters, then, of course, it's quite astounding. And how come they've been around for so long? You know, it used to be back in the day what you did is that when somebody was in the presidency, they just kind of sauntered off into the background and let other people do their thing. But no, these people have all stuck around. That's because they've got into this whole globalism business, right? Anyway, U.S. unemployment shot to a new record high last week with 6.64 Americans laid off. There's going to be a huge boom after this, right? There absolutely is. Going to be an enormous boom going on after this. I think that people, if they don't understand that I think that they're misguided, to say the least. But I think that there's going to be an enormous push economically, and it's going to be something that people are going to understand, no question about it. They're going to understand it. They're going to get it. They're going to get it. And I think that for good reasons they're going to get it. My faith is in the American people, absolutely, in understanding what is truly going on. We got the music coming up. Call in line is 215-867-8255. You want to call in and talk about anything right now. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so California. California, here I come, Gavin Newsom land. Interesting. I don't know if I got a video on this or not, but a tweet. California lawmakers approved. This happened a couple of days ago, actually. And it's been kind of circulating around, kind of some interesting things going on. It says California lawmakers approve $1 billion in funding and legislative hiatus due to coronavirus. Now, you see, what catches my mind on this is, we put this up actually on the 16th, and somebody mentioned this again, that this is an interesting thing. An article that was written by Melody Gutierrez, who I know actually, she's a great lady, by the way, of the Los Angeles Times. She used to, I think she was with the SACB, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, they wrote the article back on the 16th, and we published it, and I was more perseverating on the fact of where they're getting the $1 billion, and then it hit me. Say hallelujah, brother. Then it hit me. I said, wait a minute. The state of California has this 11-month legislative cycle. Now, this is what the – I'm going to go to the article because we're coming up fast up on an approach of a date, which will live in infamy. We could. It could. But I want everybody to savor the moment in California right now. Just savor this moment, these moments that you have the boot has been taken off your neck of this 11-month legislature, this runaway legislature, with, of course, all the bureaucracies that are out there that go along with it, and all the fees and all the everything, all that stuff. It's gone. It hasn't been here since actually, what was it? It was the 16th of March. It hasn't been here that long. Now, you have a respite. You have a respite from the legislature. Now, see, California's original legislature, like Texas, its legislature was only to meet once every 2 years for 60 days. But California, being so holier than thou, decided to go along with the whole thing, the raging progressivism of the 60s, started out with Reynolds versus Sims, then of course it went into a whole bunch of other things. Reynolds versus Sims, then they passed some constitutional amendments. California's constitution, and this is the root of the problem for California, has been changed over 600 times, amended. You know, it's like we have 27 amendments to the constitution. It, since 1790. Hello. You know, the first 10, you know, the first 10 amendments, right? You know, the First Amendment being that there's five elements to the First Amendment: freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom to assemble, and freedom to grieve, right? That's what's going on. That's what's going on. Is, the California that's supposed to have had that constitutional process in play was changed by constitutional amendment in 1996, called the Professional Legislature by Jess Unruh. So we got a professional legislature, and what it meant was the legislature was going to meet now, professionally speaking, 11 months out of the year. Really? Yeah. Unrestricted, and that's the word, unrestricted. Without restrictions. They just gave themselves carte blanche to legislate anything they wanted to. If they want to legislate the pen, they'll legislate a pen. If they anything they want to do, and of course that's exactly what they've been doing. Now, one saving grace, because we've known that really, and they can even do this today, they can pass a bill in one day. Now, back in 2018, though, there was a proposition that appeared to say, oh, no, you can't do that. Because we were complaining at the time. We still do complain about it because they still can do it under emergencies. They can introduce a bill in the morning. They can pass it through the Assembly and the Senate and go through the committees very quickly, literally walking them, and then have the governor sign it. Now, most times, Senates are kind of designed to be deliberative bodies, take their time about what's in a bill, you know, what is this stuff, how does it really impact? Of course, they did away with the senator's ability to have a sovereign county. That's what they did in 1964 with Reynolds versus Sims. So the progressives were having their day in California, so they got it. So now California meets in its legislature 11 months out of each year, unrestricted. What could possibly go wrong, right? Well, everything that we've gotten wrong in California. You got communism. We're a communist state. And then they figured out we want to eliminate Republicans. And so they went through that whole process, and then they infiltrated the Republican Party. And when they did that, of course, the subterfuge just destroyed the party. Very easy to let that sort of thing go on, huh? So, this is what happened. California lawmakers approved a plan Monday, this is Monday the 16th of March, to spend as much as $1 billion in the state's emergency medical expenses as it readies hospitals to combat an expected onslaught of patients due to the corona pandemic. All right, now, they don't have that money. That was my whole, when that came out, that was my rub to go with. Said the proposal drafted quickly in response to the rapid rise in confirmation, blah, 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 blah. So we're going to get into that. Newsom wrote to lawmakers on Monday that elected officials must rise to the challenge. All right. The governor was expected to quickly sign, of course he was, proposal into law. The bills, which passed the state Senate and Assembly on a bipartisan vote, were the only actions taken before the two houses announced a suspension of legislative business until, ready for this now, April 13th. Unless lawmakers decide public health conditions allow them to return to Sacramento earlier. Now, this is what I think they're going to decide. Get the feel of this hiatus going on. Gosh, this is what New California is going to feel like. This is it. This is what New California is going to feel like. We're not going to have a legislature that meets 11 months out of the frickin' year. We're going to have a legislature that meets once every 2 years. We're going to take the yoke off of everybody in California, just like right now. The yoke is off for a while. They might even go 2 months. In fact, I suspect these legislators are going to say, hey, we like being away from Sacramento. We got the title. We got the money. We got the communism. We got it all. We'll just take a break, right? You know, good communists and socialists love that sort of thing. They got your money. They got their title. They got their clean fingernails. Uh-huh. Don't get too used to this, guys, because you might find yourself out of a job. I mean, I'm just saying, right now for New Californians, I'm just saying this is what it feels like. Liberate your mind from the legislature. The legislature is adios. They're gone. They're taking a powder. That's what my father always, he's taking a powder. I mean, they're leaving. He's out. For whatever, they're out. Didn't want to be a part. They're out. Taking a powder. So that's what they're doing. And I know some of the men in the legislature, they're powdering their noses. There's no question about it. In the wrong bathrooms, right? Think about the good this is doing to California. There's no more heavy taxation going on. It's all kind of stalled, in part because they're bankrupt to begin with. What does that mean? I think somehow that Donald Trump's going to win California. I really do. I think Donald Trump's going to just wipe him out. And you're going to win 22 seats in the House of Representatives. I'm just saying. I just have a gut instinct for these things.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. Hello! Let me get my act together. If you know what I mean. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay, so listen, liberated. How do you feel if you're this liberated, right? Be liberated. Liberating feeling. You know, if you're living in California today, you're free for at least, I predict, they're going to go out 2 months, maybe 3 months from the legislature. They're going to take a break. They always like this sort of thing. I think this is something that that they like to do. I really do. I think this is something just like a play around with you, you know. I'm just saying. I don't know why this is just kind of craziness, but it is kind of craziness, if you know what I mean. And I think that a lot of people don't quite understand when you have these kind of crazy things going on. This crazy for you. We're crazy for more of the craziness, right? I guess you could say that. Anyway, so we got a lot of stuff to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to say many thanks to all of our citizen journalists. I got this email out the other day. And by the way, I haven't checked the phone lines. If you call it in, no one yet. Anyway, if you want to call in, 215-867-8255, talk about anything your little heart desires, you can talk about. We got all kinds of crazy things going on right now. And anyway, so if you take a look at all the different things that have been happening in the world today, it's pretty amazing the direction things are going to go. I really mean this. And you'll see. You'll absolutely see, I think. You'll see the many things that will change the world around you and your family. And I think by the 16th of April, the cats will be out of the bag. A lot of cats, actually. So that's kind of cool. You know, that's really kind of cool. I really think that's a cool thing. The other part of it, though, is something that's a little bit more mundane. And that is, what are you going to do with yourself when the economy starts to kick back in? Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be poised? I'm telling you that what's going to happen is that this economy is going to explode, to say the least. I mean, absolutely explode. And when it does, will you be ready? Will you be ready for winning, I guess is the question. Because it's going to come back. You know, people are too much. In the Democratic Party, this is an interesting thing. I got to get this whole thing straightened out here. But this is a very interesting thing. Many of the Democrats are starting to open up and say, Trump is just going to crush us. I mean, so as you're marching into this, as you're marching into all this stuff that's going on, what in the world would cause you to believe that you could actually win the Democratic nomination and then go on and win the presidency? What in the world makes you think you can do that? Well, that's because there's a problem there. And the problem is you have somebody such as a Joe Biden that people are going to look at? Are you kidding me? That's just not going to happen, folks. That is just absolutely not going to happen. But, of course, some people might think that it would, but it's not. It is not going to happen. Joe Biden is not going to win anything for you. And that is a fast fact. That's a fast one. So in the whole picture of what's going on right now in vis-a-vis New California, in the state of California, the president, and I think in his mind, he's got to win California, which I think he's going to win. I think the president's going to outright win California. Here's the reason for this. Listen, hear this out. Again, this is where we're at in California. We've got 53 congressional seats. 53 congressional seats. And when you have 53 congressional seats, then what you have is, a lot of seats available. The biggest contingent of seats in the nation, because there's 40 million people in California. It's the pot, right? It's the big pot. And this is the thing, is that if you need to win for the second term, you got to get the House and you got to get the state, the Senate as well. We did a rundown after the primary in March, and we came out in our position was, now keep in mind, there's some things that were mitigated. Keep in mind that in our position that we would pick up a number of seats as many as 22 seats. That's what our calculation would pick up 22 seats. That's what our early estimations were of the 53. And the Republican Party only had 7 seats to begin with, only 7. So our position was we were going to pick up an additional 22 to make it 29 of the 53 seats. Is that, I hope that math kind of... If you're getting that number of seats, geez, you're just walking right in with Congress. I mean, I think there's all we need is 16 seats to turn it around at this point. And you know that in other states it's going to turn around too for the Republicans and many that lost many seats in the last election. So I say the House is ours. I really do, because I believe California is going to go with Donald Trump and with a lot of help from New California. That the New California is really helping Donald Trump. So this election, keeping in mind that we're sort of a wedge point for all the Republicans to sort of gather around. And I mean California Republicans to gather around the situation with New California. And as Republicans, real conservative Republicans, California has been plagued too long with those Republicans that want to destroy the Republican Party. And now, keep in mind, there are counties that have good Republican parties. That's separate. That leadership group is completely separate from what you'd find with, and by the way, they're fantastic parties. We've had a number of them that are affiliated with New California, which is wonderful. And so the growth of the Republican Party is going to grow and grow alongside of New California. It's already happening. We are representative of a real Republican Party or a conservative group. Doesn't necessarily have to be, quote, titled Republican. But, you know, there's a place for the Republicans to go to that are really conservative. You see, what they did here in California, they knew after the last election, because the Democrats completely dominated everything, they'd set up this complete corrupt system over years to turn California into a completely communist state, and it was turned into a communist state. So to appease the conservatives, which they've long time been appeasing the conservatives, they came up with a whole bunch of schemes like, let's try and recall Gavin Newsom. And keep everybody, and everybody's, yeah, we're going to sign it. And people were rushing out. I thought, God, you guys are nuts. Go to New California. We're the answer. And, of course, that was not biting. What was biting was what everybody has been weaned out or grown up with, that they're going to go out and get a recall. And of course, the Democrats played this card perfectly. And we're talking about the traitorous Democrats within the Republican Party, those guys. They played it perfect. They said, well, we'll just capture the emotion of the conservatives, and what we'll do is occupy their time. So we'll go through this drill of recall. And they actually did it twice to go through the drill. And I kept telling people, I said, this is just nothing but insanity. It's a drill. It's going to go nowhere. And people said, oh, you don't know. And, of course, guess what? It went nowhere. It went absolutely nowhere. The whole thing changed. The whole dynamics changed because they went absolutely nowhere. So now what are they doing? What are these conservatives doing? They're looking around all confused and dazed. And the Democrats are thinking, oh, we got them. Well, you didn't. Because now there's only one place for them to go, and that's New California as conservatives. And we're opening up the doors. Come right in. And not only that, it's the Democrats, too. Democrats don't like this crazy progressiveness that they've seen in the communist state, basically, of California. They see the communists for what they are, and we hear this all the time from them. So there's a party for them to go to and create. They can create their own Democratic Party in New California. We've got to have that, of course. We've got to have a Republican form of government, which we do not have now. Here's the bigger point. The bigger point is Donald Trump is going to win those 22 seats. That's my opinion, especially now with this coronavirus thing. Yeah, which takes up about 3 months. Kind of stopped the campaigning for 3 months in California. Interesting.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF
Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. State of the future. Yep, that's what we're getting, is the state of the future. There's no question about it. Anyway, I want to thank all of you that have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio for all the great things that you've been doing. And we're having just such a wonderful time here today. It's been amazing, the things that are happening. You can go to our podcast. We've got everything up to snuff now. We've got pretty much all the episodes ready to rock and roll for you on Agenda 21 Radio. So you might want to definitely take a look at that and check it out. Just too many things going on. Okay. This is the big one, none of the big ones. Trump sending U.S. military to assist federal agents as Mexican cartels try to exploit pandemic and infiltrate. The National Sentinel. This is from that one. Tank Murdoch. Who is Tank Murdoch? I've heard of Tank Murdoch. I don't know who he is, but I've heard of him. It says, President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. military to assist federal border and counter-narcotics agents as Mexico-based drug and human smuggling cartels plan to take advantage of the pandemic to infiltrate the United States. The president ordered U.S. Navy warships in the Eastern Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea to support counter-drug operations aimed at interdicting smugglers who intend to exploit the pandemic. To their advantage, according to U.S. intelligence, the Epoch Times reported. Also, Trump ordered national surveillance aircraft and special forces operators to the region, nearly doubling American counter-narcotics capability in the Western Hemisphere. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said 22 partner nations would also be taking part. As governments and nations focus on the coronavirus, there is a growing threat that cartels, criminals, terrorists, and other malign actors will try to exploit the situation for their own gain. The president said, we must not let that happen. For some reason, American counter-narcotics teams have been short on resources and have been unable to interdict all of the drug trafficking that has been occurring along the established sea routes heading to the United States. This is what happens, by the way. We've been getting coastal reports in California of this sort of thing going on for a long time. It says, though American intelligence agencies have long known about them, last year alone, authorities seized about 280 metric tons of drugs smuggled into the country, according to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley. The United States has intelligence indicating that the cartels are looking to exploit the crisis to smuggle more drugs into the country. That is a fact. That's absolutely a fact. So, just to let you know, that's going on. Yep. We talked about this yesterday with Dave Hodges about war. And there is war. More of it to come. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, New California. Man, we got a lot of things going on for New California, and I'm really, really excited. So you will be, too. We've got meetings. We've got all kinds of stuff coming up. You know, when you're we're not sitting idly by. We're just not doing that. So, anyway, this is something that is, you know, I think kind of going not just crazy, but about ready to explode. This is going to alter and change everything. No doubt about it. Alter and change everything. So, anyway, we've got a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our websites. You can give us a call. In fact, I better check it out right now because I have had a caller and I didn't get to him. But if you want to call in, it's 215-867-8255. And quick comments we'll take here at the last couple of minutes of this hour. We're going to bring you Patrick Woods in the next hour, actually. Finally got everything that needed to be done and all set up for him. So Technocracy Rising, I'm going to get you a little primer on this. Technocracy Rising is the name of his book, and he, of course, calls out the technocrats, which is all the people that are giving Donald J. Trump and the world fits right now. Now, one of the things I'm thinking about is just this notion that right now there's no legislature in California in action. We're not under the yoke of the legislature. We're free. This moment of freedom is brought to you by Donald J. Trump. How does it feel? This is a little taste of what it's going to be like in New California. No legislature hanging. I'm just enamored with that. That nobody else has brought this up, but you know, suddenly it's here, and people are starting to recognize it. This is a godsend of an opportunity for us, of course, to have this sort of thing going on, and many people are starting to look down at a number of different things. It's not going unnoticed in other places, by the way. What about schools? Are we going to get rid of schools as we know them? Huh? I don't know. That's kind of an interesting thing. The virtual world is starting to disassemble the public school system. And, you know, I'm a public school product. I was in the system for 41 years. I was in the system when it was the fantastic, best system in the world, to where it's turned into nothing more than a propaganda machine trying to poison our children. So we're at that point, really. That's something else. We've got a big thing going on with water. And I want you to know one thing. Those of you that are out there wondering about the water situation in California, they're... the California state water people are trying to mitigate the progress that President Trump has put in. And, of course, Governor Newsom wants to take water meant for farmers and people to flow it out to the ocean and waste it again. This is something that's cropped up again, ugly little head for water conveyance. And I don't know if this is going to stand, but I can tell you one thing. For those of you that have been battling the water wars in California, New California solves the problem. We are not going to be feeding a dead fish with water. We're not going to be taking water and running it out to the ocean and wasting it. No. We're going to rebuild the California Water Project. In fact, we're going to complete it. 50% of the water project has not been completed. We will complete it, and water will flow freely all throughout California. It won't be restricted so that people can exploit the water and hold you hostage. That's not going to happen. We're going to build several new dams and reservoirs. It's all part of New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and NewCaliforniaState.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.